Where's the sound trip ever taken?
Catch the worst nostalgia trip ever taken on your favorite podcast platform.
Definitely wasn't a whale.
I feel like there's a whale.
There's definitely not a whale.
I don't think so. I agree with Michael on this one.
I might be thinking of a different song.
You might be thinking of the Turbo that I made you listen to, because it's time to shift into Turbo in that season, but that's still a few Patreon specials away. So,
yeah.
Welcome!
Okay. Whoa!
I know, we're back recording the first actual episode of my bonus series, where I'm taking Jared and Anthony and Sven, who's sadly missing today, through all of Sentai and Power Rangers that we really can get through. So we're going to be comparing Super Sentai to the Power Rangers season. Today we're doing Kuro Sentai Zuranger versus Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1.
I had thought so when I saw the Dino Buckler.
Yeah. Buckler is the Sentai Henshin. So, which they actually
love me
back
some
here.
Henshin.
Dino Buckler. So, Zuranger went February 21st, 1992 to February 12th, 1993. 50 episodes long. Power Rangers came out Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1 came out August 28, 1993 through May 23rd, 1994. 60 episodes, 32 have been remastered in 2010 when Nickelodeon took over possession. They're like, we're just gonna put out the old episodes because you fuckers don't know what's going on. And everyone's like, this is actually really bad, guys. This is not good, guys.
Well, and I would argue also this is when Power Rangers came out. Because
for Americans.
Yeah. For Americans, yeah.
Well, I mean, this is when we all got to
Super Sentai and Power Rangers, two different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
But
what's really weird is you'll notice is there's only 50 episodes of Zuranger.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, are you?
Why there's 10 more?
Filler.
No. Power Rangers, I talked about this in the first episode, if you haven't listened to that, where we talk about Spider-Man and Chaim Saban and his dial for the children, and it never went down. It was such a huge success, they actually commissioned Japan to, like, hey, we need more episodes, can you get us more episodes, can you just shoot the Japanese footage over there, fucking send it to us, and we'll just Americanize it over here, and we'll do shit. Pumpkin Rapper is a perfect example of this. Pumpkin Rapper is not in Zuranger. It is a Power Ranger exclusive. So
that makes
fantastic.
Sense.
That does make a lot of sense.
Fantastic.
But,
yeah.
Still, because they don't have pumpkins in Japan.
Sure.
Not a pumpkin in Japan.
It's fine. I don't. Something's happening. Is Heather coming down to join us?
I don't think so.
Does Heather want to learn about Power Rangers and Super Sentai?
No.
Okay.
Pretty sure
no, we're
she put
nerds
the board
alone
games.
On this
so,
one.
So, before we really get into this, how much of Power Rangers do you guys know? Like, Mighty Morphin, what do you know of Mighty Morphin?
At last, after 300 years, I am free!
It's 3,000.
I mean, I was close.
No.
Please, I go get the Rangers. Send the party, man.
I know there's the Power Rangers. There's Zordon.
Yep.
I know they had my favorite minion characters ever.
Alpha 5.
The putties?
Yeah.
The putties were great.
Of course, yeah, got Goldar.
Goldar.
Yep.
Make My Monster Grow, classic.
Yep.
Megazords, the dinosaurs.
Yeah, we got the Megazords.
Which, they're not all dinosaurs.
They're not.
Lord Zedd came in...
Season 2.
Season 2, okay.
Yeah, that's next.
Okay.
You have to wait a while until we get to season 2.
So, yeah, no, I remember
Was
Rita.
There some weird doctor guy?
Finster?
Sure.
The guy who made the monsters?
He makes everything out of clay.
Yeah, makes everything out of clay. The putty men.
Yep.
The black Power Ranger has this cool dance fighting.
Zach,
that he does.
Yeah, he does.
Zach has cool dance fighting. He has capoeira. Sure.
Tommy became the White Ranger at
that's
some
season
point.
There's no Tommy.
Season 2.
Yeah, Tommy is in here, but it's like.
That's
four
I could have swore they at least
He's
brought
green.
In the Green Ranger.
He's
with
green.
Season 1.
Well, of course they did, because it's in the Zoo Ranger footage. So.
Okay, that's fair.
All right.
Anyway, let's get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right? Long ago, this is right from the fan wiki, too, right? Long ago, the ancient wizard Zordon battled the evil sorceress. Yes.
Rita Repulsa.
After many years, he managed to defeat her using 5 magical power coins. As punishment for her loss, she was sealed in a canister upon Earth's moon. However, before being sealed away. Rita Repulsa, or Rita trapped Zordon in a time warp, which is why he's in his tube.
He's in his weird state.
Because he is in a time warp. He cannot get out of it.
So, does Zordon ever have... Do you ever see Zordon's physical body?
Only in the movie when it's not really canonical.
Mm.
Yeah, and no, he gets destroyed, so no, you never see it because he's in the time warp.
He gets melted in lava, right?
No, he gets his pipe slashed open and releases the Z-Wave and cures all evil in the universe. We have a ways to get before that, sir.
10,000 years later.
Third season, right?
Oh, no, that's in space. And that's after Turbo.
So, and there's so many more left after.
Yeah.
So apparently he sacrifices all for nothing. Anyway,
basically, yes.
10,000 years later, Rita and her minions have escaped their prison and are out to conquer Earth.
Zordon, desperate to stop her. Thank you, Jared. It's really good. Zordon, desperate to stop her, has his assistant, Alpha 5, recruit 5 teenagers with attitude.
Which I love.
With attitude.
You don't want adults with experience. No, you want teenagers with fucking attitude.
So they might tell you, no, fuck off.
Yep.
If they're not full of hormones, they're not ready.
Right? Jason, Creaney, Kimberly, Zach, and Billy granted the powers of prehistoric animals to form, or in the forms of power coins, they become the mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
It's Rhinosaurus power.
It's pretty good. I mean,
it's classic.
It really is. After several losing battles, Rita captures the newcomer to Angel Grove named Mr. Tommy Oliver
and brainwashes him
to become the evil Green Ranger.
You think he's going to be any? You think he's going to be popular at all?
Oh, he's going to be the worst character.
No.
They weren't teenagers in real life. So,
They were 24 in real life. Yeah.
So
fine.
What does that have to do with the rape in the show? No.
Because she brainwashes him.
So? If you brainwash someone, you're going to rape him? Is that what you're
was here? A whipping boy, but it's fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It wouldn't be a Patreon special, George, or if Jared wasn't horny.
I'm not horny.
It's fine.
I'm never horny.
Though Tommy inflicts repeated and crushing defeats on the Rangers, they are ultimately able to wrest control of his mind away from Rita, and he joins the team as the 6th Power Ranger. His first stint with the Rangers would be short-lived, however, when Rita creates a magical green candle to strip Tommy of his powers and return them to her control. Tommy elects to give the remaining powers to Jason in order to keep them from getting to Rita. So
that's when he gets the dragon shield, right?
It's when, for a few episodes, he has the dragon shield and has control over the dragon sword because he has both his power sword and the dragon flute. Hmm. But I'm sure we'll never see him again. Tommy's gone.
Yeah, no.
Forever.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gonna go be something else.
Yep. The Sixth Ranger isn't that cool of a concept.
Yeah, no.
You got five, one for each finger.
So upcoming, we're gonna talk about the American props versus the original props from the Sentai, why Tommy left, and a special shout out to Michael Basuto from Ranger Danger, the Super Sentai Bros, which do the podcast we listen to, and Palermo Retro from YouTube. I got a lot of information from these motherfuckers. Like, I did my own. I watched the Zoo Ranger. I did as much comparison as I could. But when you compare things, it's always the same comparison. Yeah. So I just want to make sure to give those people. So here's the thing. Why did Tommy leave? You're wondering?
Because his piercings got infected?
Because we are VR. VR Troopers.
He got pulled on to VR Troopers.
He was going to be pulled on
to VR
Troopers.
Oh, that's right. Beetleborgs killed it.
No. So we'll go back. So what was going to happen is the main person from VR Troopers, Brad Hawkins, was going to come back as the White Ranger, right in season 2 for Power Rangers. And Tommy, Mr. Jason David Frank, was going to be the main person for VR Troopers. It was going to be his show. Like, kids love Tommy. They're going to love this.
Now, was it going to be Tommy himself?
No, he's going to play Ryan Steele. Yeah, Ryan Steele is this guy. That's fine.
I do like how they each have a unique face.
So that's because this guy in the middle is actually from a different TV. It's two Metal Hero shows that Chaim Saban thrown to one.
Okay.
So it's really complicated. We'll get into another Patreon special. But here's the thing. Kids fucking loved Tommy. Fucking loved him. And
he was the bad boy.
Chaim Saban and Fox were getting letters because children were so upset that Tommy left. They had no option but to bring Jason David Frank back and be like, hey, listen, we know we promised you this show, but you come on to back to this show, we'll just let you be the fucking leader. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, we'll give you basically full reign. So you'll become the Sixth Ranger as the leader. And Brad, I know we promise you you're going to be the White Ranger, but we already have this show, so you, this can just be your show. The reason VR Troopers ended was because they ran out of fucking footage.
Okay.
Like, there was one season of this show of, Matilda or something, and two seasons of the other show. So when they ran out of footage from the first season, they just added another show. So VR Troopers is three Metal Hero shows from Japan in one. Yeah, Ryan gets an upgrade in season two because they need him to be a different fucking character.
Okay.
So that is how Tommy gets thrown back later on into season two, spoilers, as the White Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, spoilers shortly.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Anthony.
I forget what I was saying.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, I completely forgot what I was saying.
Oh.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what the Power Rangers bring to the table as far as weapons, right? So their arsenal for season one. You have the morphers, or the power morphers, the power coins and the power crystals, the wrist communicators, which are the most iconic thing, probably. Right? Yeah,
get a call in middle school.
You have the blade blaster, the thunder stinger, and the power blaster weapons, which are the power sword, power axe, power lance, power dagger, power bow, and of course the dragon dagger, which gets added in later.
Which I gotta say, out of all those, not including the dragon dagger, because... Right. I'm not just saying this because the Black Ranger is my favorite, but the axe.
It's a gun for God.
It's a gun.
It's a gun axe. So they use the Dino Zord system. Now let me ask you gentlemen something that has been posed to me before. Did Zordon name the Zords after himself?
I think so.
Or are they because they're always Megazords after this?
Oh, totally.
So
what are we going to name them?
Right.
How about Zord?
Right. That's, yeah, honestly, you can hear it, right? You can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So the Dino Zord system, the Dino Ultra Zord, or the Dino Ultra Zord, Mega Dragon Zord, the original, the Dino Mega Zord in the tank mode. You have the Tyrannosaurus Dinosaur, the Mastodon Dinosaur, the Triceratops Dinosaur, the Sabertooth Tiger Dinosaur, and the Pterodactyl Dinosaur, along with the Dragon Zord and Titanus.
And out of all those, two of them are dinosaurs.
Titanus is technically a Brachiosaurus.
Okay. Three of those are dinosaurs.
And technically, the dragons were... Yeah, it's not. It's a dragon. You have the Tyrannosaurus and the Triceratops and Titanus.
I mean...
Pterodactyl technically isn't a dinosaur. I don't need to get technical on
it. It's a bird.
I mean...
Yeah, which it's a pterosaur.
I mean,
the pterodactyl version they're using... It's
a pterosaur.
Because, I mean, even the picture of them as a reptile, so it's before they... Did bird?
Yeah,
the bird shit wasn't until early on, so I'd classify this one specifically. Yeah, the
yeah, but nowadays
it wouldn't be. But we're back to the 90s.
Dinosaurs sounds cool.
I mean, listen, they tried to do the same bullshit in the new movie for Power Rangers with Bill Hader and Bryan Cranston.
I mean, I really liked that. The Zords in that movie were done really well, especially when they combined because they take form off the most powerful creature.
Yeah,
Goldar. So yeah, that was cool. Everything else about that movie is
That's fine. So basically what you need to know about Power Rangers. But what we're really interested in is the precursor, right?
Zoo Rangers.
We're interested in the Kairu Sentai Zoo Ranger.
Now I want to say, how is Zoo Ranger spelled for all of our audience?
Zyuranger. Zoo Ranger.
One word.
Zoo Ranger. It's Dino Squadron Zoo Ranger, right? Sentai is Squadron. Kairu is, I don't know. It's just Dino Squadron Zoo Ranger, so
it's
that's
a
what
dino.
It is.
I assume dinosaur.
So, like I said, Sentai...
I don't know.
Jurenja. Sorry, I'm gonna butcher these. Translated in English is Dino Squadron Beast Ranger. Sorry, Beast Ranger. And it's the 16th installment of the Super Sentai franchise, right?
Okay.
What's that first word pronounced?
Jiraji?
No, this one.
It's the right down there.
Kiryu?
Giraja.
Apparently that means a collection of dinosaurs.
Cool. It's a collection of dinosaurs, Beast Squadron. The core 5 Zoo Ranger costumes were used in all three seasons of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right? So even though we had adaptations from Die Ranger and Kaku Ranger, we used the same Zoo Ranger costumes for the first three seasons of Mighty Morphin. While the Dragon Ranger costume obviously changed from green to white in seasons 1 and 2, and we'll get into that when we do.
Okay.
Zoo Ranger was a landmark series with the Super Sentai franchise, being the first season with prehistoric animals motif. Everyone else before that was cars and vehicles, basically. And it was the first
circle.
Yep. The first to incorporate fantasy elements instead of science fiction, and the first to feature a mecha compromised of other robotic animals, and the first to feature a sixth Ranger character.
That's fair.
It's done really well.
It stood time.
Yeah. There's a reason why Mighty Morphin is classic, why everyone loves Mighty Morphin. They nailed it hard on the first one.
Yep. From hundreds of millions of years ago, in the age of dinosaurs, five warriors reveal in the present time.
That says revived.
Revived in the present time. It's been a while since I made these.
All right, so, let's cut it, restart.
170 million years ago. Yeah, right? Yeah, 170 yep. million years ago. Five ancient human tribes, with the protection of the guardian beasts, coexisted with the dinosaurs.
Okay.
This ended when the evil witch Bandora started a war on the dinosaurs because of the death of her son, Kai. What's so funny?
This is war on the dinosaurs?
Uh-huh, war on the dinosaurs. Why do you think they're extinct?
This whole...
I'm not joking. Yeah.
The whole opening.
Oh, it's good.
Everything in that sentence hurts my brain. Five ancient human tribes coexisted with dinosaurs, including a mastodon.
They are all of that tribe. Like the Red Ranger is of the dinosaur of the Tyrannosaurus tribe, and he's a prince. And we'll get into it. Don't worry. Bandora decides that the only way Kai's death could be avenged was if she sold her soul to die Satan. An evil, almost ice-like head creature who had immense power and who later in the series becomes, like, the big bad and is summoned by Bandora. In the end, though, in the end, the five tribes were ruined and the dinosaurs became extinct, like I said.
Yeah.
The Guardian Beast sealed Bandora and her minions on planet Nemesis before going into hibernation. In 1992, Nemesis returns to Earth's orbit. Two astronauts exploring the planet accidentally release her and her minions from prison, and with Bandora free?
Yeah!
Uh-huh. We'll get down to that, but in the opening, you see like two people opening the lid of the seal. That's because in the Sentai, astronauts went to planet Nemesis.
I question that.
I just want to say,
Die Satan.
Die either die translates Satan. To title,
yep.
or problem.
It's Die Satan.
So that's problem Satan or title Satan.
All right.
Two astronauts exploring the planet accidentally release her and her minions, with Bandora free. Apparently, I copied that from. Her arch enemy, the mysterious Sage Barza, retreated to his underground lair 2,000 meters below the apartment building where he worked from. as a front, yes.
So he was alive and chilling in Japan, working in Japan.
Yeah. There he revived the five holy warriors of justice, and
thank God.
He had been guarding, who had been in suspended animation, to be awakened when they were needed. These five were each a member of the ancient tribe of humans, who coexisted with the dinosaurs. With their aid, the guardian beast, the Zoo Rangers, fought Bandora and her Dora monsters. Later in the series, after the five become used to modern times, the leader's big brother comes forth with tales of jealousy and vengeance. Yes.
That was the biggest thing is, like, could you imagine he wakes these ancient tribal people up in 92? Uh-huh.
They have no
what
fucking
the fuck
clue.
What is going on?
I don't need to imagine. I've seen Encino Man.
No, that's really
that's
what
the
it
first
is.
Thing
they,
I
it,
imagine. They
it
freak
takes
out.
Some time for them to get adjusted, and when they get adjusted, we'll meet Buri later on. But yes.
So I'm assuming, by the way, Bandora.
Yes. Bandora.
That's...
Rita Repulsa,
Rita
yes.
Repulsa. So in Mighty Morphin, is she just badly dubbed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's the actual
it's
actress.
Headache in Japan, and what she's when she goes, I have a headache, whatever word that is in Japanese, matches really well with headache in English, and so that's really the only part. Mm. After I realized it was dubbed really bad, it's one of those things where once you realize something's dubbed really bad, you can't unsee it, and okay. I can't, that's why I
just,
can't go back
I,
and watch
I had a
Power
feeling,
Rangers.
But I... Never seen Zoo
as
Ranger.
A child, I would have never guessed that it was. There are some lines that have been redone by the original voice actor for the English sub and dub. So,
interesting. Okay.
So, we're going to talk about the actual Zoo Rangers
I just
now,
love
right?
The Tiger Ranger.
Uh huh. So, the Dino Ranger, who's our Red Ranger, his name is Geki. The Mammoth Ranger, who's our Black Ranger, is Goshi. the Tricera Ranger.
Dan.
Which is the Blue Ranger. The Tiger Ranger, who is yellow, who is male in this.
Boy.
Is boy. The Peta Ranger, who is their Pink Ranger, is Mai.
Mai.
And the Dragon Ranger, who's the Green Ranger, is Buri.
Buri?
Buri. Okay, now we're going to go. I'm going to
show. Gotta make it believable, okay. Anthony.
Oh, because with a terrible Japanese accent?
It's pretty racist, but it's fine. So this is the Yamato Tribe Prince Geki, who is the Dinosaur Tribe, and the Lethea Tribe Princess Mai. So they are Prince and Princess. We have the Sharma Tribe Knight Gosai, and the Itof Tribe Knight Dan.
I was going to say like a toffee, but there's not a second E.
And then we have the Dime Tribe Knight Boy. And the Yamato Tribe Knight.
He can actually make that a flute, Anthony. There's your problem solved.
How, you actually see him playing the flute? You gonna bitch about it?
No, it's amazing.
Okay.
Then who's the green one's name?
Buri. Yes.
Buri.
I just love that.
Buri?
Yeah, no, that actually looks like he's playing it.
Yeah. They all have names that sound like they could be shouted easily.
Yes. Yeah. Kiki!
Boy!
Don!
Boy.
Don!
Boy.
Mai.
Your mother was a frost giant boy.
Looking like a double monster.
So now we need to really dive in the differences between Tommy Oliver and Buri, right?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's talk about Buri.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born some 17 million years ago.
Already big difference.
Yeah. It's the same as the other one. It's fine. Buri was the eldest son of the Yamato tribe's Black Knight. When the king and queen of the tribe could not sire a son, they intended to adopt Buri's younger brother, Geki, against the will of his father. Go ahead.
So Geki and Buri are brothers.
Half-brothers.
They're half-brothers. They're,
step-brothers, technically.
Okay, and their dad is the original Black Knight.
Yes.
And then Geki, okay.
Fighting for a son, the Black Knight fell in combat, and Geki was named the prince, right?
Okay.
So he's technically, even though he's not the eldest, he is the one in charge, which leads to some infighting later on.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Witnessing his father's death, 7-year-old Buri could not forgive the king for the murder and went into exile to hone his skills and plan for vengeance. Geki's true family heritage is kept a secret.
Makes sense.
Yep. Buri relocates to the mystical forest, home of the forest guardian gnomes, and his grandson, and the forest guardian gnome, his son, Ryota, where he honed his battling skills. Yeah, he just went to live with the fucking gnomes.
During his time in Suspended
Go ahead. Anthony had a question.
Gnomes. Like, literal. Tommyknockers. We talking like the ones with the pointy hat and the beard.
Beards. Picture the most racist gnome you can and take 4 steps up, like, because it's Japan. Oh. So it's actually better than what you would think. It's basically just. It's not. It's just basically just a human with a beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, think of the most racist gnome you can think. I'm like, okay, Hitler gnome, go.
That's not where I'm at. No, sorry. That's my bad for remembering.
Oh, you're step above racist gnome. Jared gnome, got it.
During his time in suspended animation, Buri was killed when an earthquake caused his tomb to collapse. However, the god Daijin. Foresaw that Buri could or would be needed in the future. He made a deal with Clotho, the spirit of life, to restore Buri's life. Clotho agreed, but would only allow the warrior to live for a limited period of time once awoken from his deep slumber.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you want to know what the limited amount of time is?
3 years?
Nope. Can you guess? I've already mentioned the prop that was used to keep
3 days
in suspended animation. It's a prop. It's a prop.
1 year.
Nope. We'll get to it. To the Zoo Ranger's surprise, when Buri was finally awoken, he became the Dragon Ranger and declared war against Geki and his allies, right?
See, okay, yeah,
which
that makes sense.
Which is why Rita got him and all that shit.
Rita fought him first. I was going to ask.
So, technically, Bandora never really convinces Buri to join her team. In fact, he basically tells her to fuck off, but we'll get there. Bandora is seeking to enlist Buri's aid, convinces him to join her side by dedicating him or directing him to the Sword of the Helfried, a weapon she claimed would grant him the power to destroy Geki and the Zoo Rangers, which is why sometimes you see the Green Ranger with that evil fucking awesome sword. Unaware that this weapon would make him go crazy, Bori claimed the weapon. Meanwhile, the Zoo Rangers learned of Bori's past and connected in connection to Geki, right? So,
okay.
Finally realized through a flashback that, oh fuck, these two are half-brothers. Technically, Bori is the true rightful heir to the one tribe's
throne
and
rightful
throne, but he's already dead, so it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. Geki, who sought to convince his brother to join their team, however, Bori was too driven by revenge to listen. And ensuring in the ensuing fight, Daijin interrupts to protect Geki and and ordered him to kill Bori, and Geki refused, and the god punished him. So,
by making him a frog?
No. Daijin is the Megazords combined. We'll get there, but I just want to let you know that Daijin is what they call the god, which is all their animal spirits combined, or all their soul. Despite the fact that his time on Earth was fleeting, Bori could not stand the loneliness of the Lapless Room, right? So, basically, the candle that Rita gives for Tommy, right, with draining his powers, that candle is what Clotho gives Bori, and is like, every time you step out of this dimensional tomb that I have you in, that flame lights, and it goes down, and when it's extinguished, you die forever. Like, that's the deal I made with your god. So...
Oh, okay.
Bori died by his brother's side in combat, but not before passing on his weapon, the Zayuken, and the dragon metal. Not only was Geki now able to use his late brother's weapon in battle, but could also summon Dragon Caesar, which is the Dragon Zord, to assist them when needed.
I was always curious why the Black Ranger got the dragon.
The dragon shield once?
Yeah.
It has healing properties. So when they go find Titanus, who has another name in this one, it's only happened... Those are the only three people that ever get the Dragon Shield, or the Black Ranger, the Red Ranger, and the Green Ranger. And it's all because they need to do some sort of healing or are very well wounded. And that little piece of cloth, that's all that was protecting. It adds super protection, so that's
but
why.
It makes sense in here why he got it in the Juco footage. Is that what it is?
Zoo Ranger
footage?
Zoo Ranger. Yep. So now let's talk a little bit about the Zoo Rangers arsenal.
Please. Like,
why? So, we have the individual weapons and the Team Blaster, right? So you have the legendary weapons, or the Howling Cannon, which is the power gun, right?
Yeah.
Rageki, right? I can't fucking say
Ryugekian?
That. Ryugekian Sword. The Moth... It's supposed to be Mammoth Breaker, but it's fine.
The Moth Breaker.
Tricera Lance, the Saber Daggers, the Petra Arrow, and the Jirokin, which is the Dragon Flute.
Whatever will you do with that ice water? Mammoth Breaker!
Slap. I also like the idea that it's the Saber Daggers. They couldn't have called it more clever than Sabers.
So,
like sabers.
So they have similar to the Power Rangers, they have their swords. Kaioku Gaiten Ultimate Daijin, which is all of their Zords put together.
The Megazord.
Yeah. You have the Zayuten Gati. Zayuten Daijin is literally their god. That's the one that appears in the sky. You have the Beast Tank Dino Tanker, which is when we see like the Dino Zords before they like.
The tank mode?
Yep.
Which is not as cool as the Megazord.
Oh. You have the Basics Tyrannosaurus. Zayu Mammoth, Triceratops, Saber Tiger, Petrodon, and Dragon Caesar. And then you have the Beast Knight God King Brachion, which is their second god, which we would know as Titanus.
Okay, makes sense.
So Dragon Ranger versus Green MMPR. They both have a green candle. In Super Sentai, it's the long-lost brother of the Red Ranger and the rightful king. But he ran away to the fairy and gnome people, and he literally died and is talking to the Grim Reaper through most of the series when he's just in this room. And Tommy was just a new guy.
That is very true. He was just a new kid.
He was just
at
a new fucker in school.
No fucking background.
And she was like, I will take you.
I will take you over.
But I do like to hear that the other guy has a whole fucking thing.
A backstory? A whole thing.
I do like to hear that the Green Ranger is still the coolest one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he's still. He's died talking to the Grim Reaper as a fucking. somehow the gnome people had a fucking green power, or the dragon coin, and fucking, he could summon this fucking dragon, which also, like, if you ever look at the dragon sword, it has a lot of Z's on it, mm-hmm. and it's because of the flute, the Zayu dagger, or the Zayuken.
Makes sense, so, like, you know, the,
uh-huh.
the Car Ranger.
Uh-huh, like the Car Ranger emblem. We'll get to that. I made Anthony watch it, you know, you listened.
Yeah, I did.
So now we need to go back to Japan for a little while and talk about Power Rangers, because, like we said at the beginning, there were 60 episodes yep. of Power Rangers and 50 of fucking Zayu Ranger. No man can stretch that, not even the great Haim Saban.
No.
So what we have is a fan coin term called Zayu 2, which is given to footage developed exclusively for the American TV show Power Rangers that did not derive from the stock footage of the Super Sentai series. First appearing in the episodes Doomsday, which is basically where the end of where the Super Sentai ends. They were like, we're not ready to end yet, so fuck it, let's do some more episodes. Zayu 2 footage is used for all monster battles in the later half of the first season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and the first half of the second season. First quarter of the second season. So while we're transitioning from Power Rangers to Die Ranger, while they're still trying to figure out how to edit to make a power or make a Megazord punch a monster that actually isn't being punched by that Megazord, they're figuring out they get to use this footage to make it a little bit easier.
I can see why they would do this. I can see people like, well, why didn't they record it themselves? Well, Japanese, they have the camera footage already. Like, yep. they already have like the exact cameras, the exact sets. Yeah.
As requested, the relationship between the Green and the Pink Ranger was present in Zayu 2 footage to help build the Kimberly-Tommy relationship. During many battles, the two would show certain signs of affection for each other, something that never actually happened in Zoo Ranger, because
he was dead,
and he was the dude's brother, and it was supposed to be betrothed to the Red Ranger, which is, what the fuck, right?
Question, doesn't Tommy not end up with Kimberly?
She breaks up with him to go to the Olympics.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And he fucks Cat.
Meow.
A literal cat.
Sometimes,
I'm not wrong.
No, you're not.
I'm not wrong.
No, it's a literal cat.
So when we switch over to Gosei Sentai Die Ranger, that's where the new footage comes in and where the next episode of this miniseries will actually take place. While the episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers continue to air in America using the new Zayu 2 footage, negotiations were underway with Toei to obtain footage from Gosei Sentai Die Ranger. This meant that the battle footage would be filmed in America and the Zords would change to the mechas using the Die Rangers so the Japanese mecha footage could be used, which is why we get the Thunder Zords. Because Japan's like, we've done everything. Like, we have to decommission these fuckers, okay? We need the parts. Not really, but they're like, it's just be easier if you just give them new fucking Megazords so we don't have to worry about this fucking...
our storage space.
Right? We don't have to worry... we don't have to worry about so much editing, because if you just used a new fucking Zord, we wouldn't have to worry about just showing the fist punching a monster. You could show the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah, and like... a big difference is, like, back then, it was literal film, so they had limited film. Sometimes it was refilmed over.
Yeah.
Shit was broken down as soon as it was done, because people were like, okay, we're done with it. People aren't going to like this in 30 years.
So the end of the end of Power Rangers, obviously, we start switching over to Die Ranger footage, and we get our next main bad of the Power Ranger series, which is Lord Zedd, which is the top-tier god villain character when it comes to the beginning seasons. And Rita gets tossed into space in a snow globe because Zed's sick of her shit. And Goldar bows down to the true king. In Zoo Ranger, Queen Witch Bandora, the Witch Bandora, realizes that maybe revenge isn't really the right answer and kind of gives up her plot revenge. And she's reunited with her son. And then she goes off to become the Mystic Mother. Which means nothing for Power Rangers, really, but what it means is she's becoming a good witch, which will come up later in Power Rangers in Mystic Force, but we'll probably never get there. So that's that.
Wow.
That's basically all that I had for this first...
Saw the Mystic Mother.
Mystic Mother. It's a little bit shorter this time.
Looks like Cher with white
dreadlocks. Wasn't so much to go through, so... thank you for joining us for this Patreon special. Up next time, we'll be doing Gosei Sentai Die Ranger, which is one of my favorite seasons, versus Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2. I've so named the Thunder Rangers because that's where they get the Thunder Ranger power.
Thunder Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while we're wrapping up, do you guys have any other questions, concerns, comments, or whatnots?
Other than the American version of Tommy. I was a fan as a kid, as most people, but learning this now, I realize he fucking sucked. Like, I would have preferred the Japanese one. Oh, that had, Mori's like, so everything much fun. Going for it.
The first time they meet Titanus, like, they have to basically tame him to, like, have him become their carrier Zord. And fucking Geki and Buri almost fucking both die. And this is the first time Geki gets the Red Ranger gets the Dragon Shield. He's like, take my shield and run fuck up the hill and fucking slay this goddamn beast. It's so much more drama.
Yeah.
We should watch these. A lot more.
You probably shouldn't, but it's fine. If you want to, I have most of them.
I mean, would I bust out laughing like the first time the Power Rangers fought when, you know, the Black Ranger just starts dancing and hip-hop plays because, you know.
Oh, God.
Ha! Whoa, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, you watched. I showed Anthony the first episode of Car Ranger.
And it was so good.
A fucking buck wild. It's not that great, but, you know. If you like what we're doing here, like, thank you for supporting us, because this is only going to be on Patreon for a long time before I need to throw up an extra episode because I get bored. But yeah, you know, don't forget to always leave us a like, rate, and review. You can find us at The Worst Nostalgia Trip Ever Taken on all your podcast platforms, as well as at @Beetle_cast on Twitter. Jared, where can they find you?
You can find us at Oddcast and... same as the Patreon page. Me personally, you can find me at Jokey Pants Games.
Yeah. You can find me at @CLT_sandwich and at Inferno Frenzy on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for letting me take you through the first season of Power Rangers and Super Sentai. And again, we'll be back next time with Die Ranger and the Thunder Rangers. Y'all, awesome. Peace out.
Peace.
Bye.